This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 196 for Tuesday, December 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Futures Canola contracts are higher on Tuesday, with nearby bids having hit new contract highs for a sixth consecutive session. The January canola contract is up $4.40 at $638.70 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract is up $2.30 at $628.10 per ton, and the May contract is up $1 at $612.50 per ton. The demand for canola continues to be strong both for export and domestic use. A trader says crush margins are down to the low $80 range after being upwards to $125. However, he notes crushers remain operating at near record pace. With canola ending stocks forecast to be 1.2 million tons, market concerns that demand could outstrip supply is generating price rationing. The Canadian dollar continues to pull back, with the loonie at 77.44 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.83. The United States Congress quickly passed a massive $2.3 trillion economic stimulus bill on Monday. The legislation includes the $900 billion deal for pandemic assistance agreed to by Republican and Democrat lawmakers after months of acrimonious negotiations. China says its state-owned trading company will import 100 million tons of soybeans and have a crush of 92.6 million tons. With rain in South America on the weekend, Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is keeping his estimate of this year's corn production in Brazil at 102 million tons. Cordonnier is also maintaining his estimate for Argentina corn at 47 million tons. As for soybeans, Cordonnier is keeping his production for Brazil at 130 million tons and 48 million tons for Argentina. Wheat production in the United Kingdom is expected to fall below 10 million tons in 2020-21. The UK Agriculture Ministry is calling for a wheat crop of about 9.7 million tons, about 40% less than the previous year's harvest. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The March contract is up 2.5 cents at $12.50 per bushel. March soy oil is up more than 0.4 of a cent at 39.96 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $2.20 at $4.14.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday, with the March contract up 3.5 cents at $4.43.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with the March contract down a penny at $3.37 per bushel. Wheat futures are steady to higher on Tuesday. Chicago March is up 6 cents at 6.17. Kansas City March is up a nickel at 5.79. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up a half cent at 5.71.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.